This is such a beautiful sight. Yesterday, my husband and I were out having dinner. And upon leaving a local diner, a young man came up to us and asked if we were Christians. After saying yes, he handed us a Christmas card. He then said that he was doing this because there had been so much negativity around people who are Muslim, and he wanted to show that not all of them were like that. So he decided to go around and share some Christmas love with his Christian neighbors. His card was signed, "Wishing you happy holiday and great new year from a Muslim guy." I was greatly inspired by that. His actions had a sense of hopefulness to it, a type of hope that put all of that into his actions with the belief that it would make a difference. Many times when we speak of hope, it is in the form of a wish. I hope it snows on Christmas Day, we might say. Or maybe someone here may say, I hope to see a brand new car with a big ribbon on top from Santa. Other times we use the word hope as the fulfillment of a dream. A young person might say they hope to be a doctor when they grow up, and or maybe an older person may say they hope to travel and see the world. However, when the Bible speaks of hope, it is neither a wish nor a dream. There is a certainty that it holds a type of confident expectation. That certainty is grounded in faith and based upon the promises that God has made to us to be our God, to love us, to forgive us when we turn away from what is wrong, and to never forsake us. This type of hope has brought people a mighty long way down through the ages. It has been an anchor when the storms of life raged all around them. It has been a solid rock upon which many have stood when the ground around them was all sinking sand. This type of hope has helped many people hold on and not give up. They understood the troubles of their times. They were aware of the hardships around them, but they also knew that greater was God who was within them than anyone who was in the world. And so they hoped, and they persevered. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we celebrate the incarnation of hope, Jesus Christ. He is hope incarnate, hope wrapped in human flesh to be the visible image of the invisible God. He is the hope whose light shines in the darkness and has never been put out. He is the hope for Savior whose law is love and the gospel is peace, as that wonderful song, O Holy Night, puts it. And he is our hope today. In him we see what love looks like. We hear what compassion sounds like. We taste the goodness of God and we feel the peace that only he can bring. In him we know that we are not our own, but belong body and soul to our faithful Savior. And because he holds the future, then we can live in hope today. Every Christmas, for the last several years, I have prayed the same prayer, that Christ will be born anew within us this year. Whether we have never known Christ or have known him our whole lives, my prayer is that he will awaken within us the love of God in a way that we have never known before. That God's love will heal the broken places within us, and that in being blessed by that love, we will become that love for others. I pray that Christ's peace will speak to our souls, saying, do not fear, I am with you. And that in being blessed by that peace, we will become that peace to others. We are living in troubled times. I believe many have lost and are losing faith every single day. Maybe you are one. But my brothers and sisters, do not put your hope in things that are temporary. Instead, anchor your hope in God, who is eternal. He has given us a light in Jesus Christ, so that even in the darkest of times, we might hold on to hope. May we live this hope that is born out of faith. For the one who embodies light urges us, you and I, to go and be light, and to go and light our world with his love and his peace and his joy, tonight and always. Amen.